grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Solving the world's problems 12 ounces at a time. It's Dudes and Beer.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 223 of the Dudes and Beer podcast. I am Chris Jordan, your host, coming to you live tonight from Austin, Texas. In the studio with us this evening is the awesome Billy Joe Kane from the Radical Radical Empathy Education Foundation. I haven't stumbled on that in a long time. But tonight, we will be talking about AI, all kinds of stuff, especially the Project Veritas video that just came out today that is being stricken across the internet all over the place. I downloaded it. We will be listening to it here on the show, talking about Google rigging algorithms, how that's even possible, AI, everything else. Please do not forget that the Dudes and Beer podcast is brought to you by Audible. If you're a fan of books like I am and just don't have time to turn the page anymore to get your entertainment, feel free to go and check out Amazon's Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/dudes to get your free 30-day trial of Amazon Audible. Once again, that is audibletrial.com/dudes. Billy, welcome to the show once again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I didn't hear you there. Hold on. Nice.
Let's try again.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, dude, I am so glad to be here.
Yeah. Keep talking for me, man.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Wow. I just listened to that Project Veritas thing, and, man, I have to tell you, I'm always skeptical of those guys just to, you know, kind of step back until I get some more information, but that sure didn't sound very good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it was wild. And speaking of the Project Veritas video, let's go ahead and listen to that audio because it was pretty incredible. Number one, they've had in the last few days, apparently, a person come forward to them with some documentation showing the fact that Google actively rigs algorithms, that they fully control what is found by your searches, everything else. And then on top of that, right on the back side of it that they melded together was an amazing video that they got of an actual high-ranking Google exec in the AI department, in the AI implementation department specifically, talking about how they are the only company that will be able to prevent a Trump in 2020. That after Trump 2016, they saw that they were woefully unprepared and that Elizabeth Warren is crazy for wanting to break up Google because they're the only ones that can stop something like this from happening again. It's really, really crazy and messed up, folks. So
it's pretty much what everybody has expected.
But yeah,
it seems like that's evidence.
Exactly. So on that note, here is that clip.
The reason why I decided to come to Project Veritas is because people need to know what's actually going on with Google. There's this facade about what they're doing, but what they're actually doing, what the employees are actually seeing inside the company, is different.
Well, the reason we launched our AI principles because people were not putting that line in the sand. They were not saying what is fair and what's equal. So we're like, well, we are a big company. We're going to say it.
The people who voted for the current president do not agree with our definition of fairness.
They're not objective piece. They're not an objective source of information.
But then there are teams which are called ML Fairness.
ML Fairness, the teams?
Fairness, like, yeah. You know, you need to be fair.
And we're also training our algorithms, like, if 2016 happened again, would the outcome be different?
They are a highly biased political machine that is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again.
2020 is certainly on top of now my old organization, Trust and Safety, is top of mind. They've been working on it since 2016 to make sure we're ready for 2020.
This is a Goliath, I'm but a David, trying to say that the emperor has no clothes.
He got called in front of Congress multiple times. They can pressure us, but not changing.
Being a small little ant, I can be crushed, and I'm aware of that. but this is something that is bigger than me. This is something that needs to be said to the American public.
Elizabeth Warren is saying that we should break up Google. And like, I love her, but she's very misguided. Like, that will not make it better, it'll make it worse, because now all these smaller companies who don't have the same resources that we do will be charged with preventing the next Trump situation. It's like a small company could not do that. And it's like,
release the whole thing.
And that is the bombastic 2-minute clip that has I downloaded it in audio and video format for archiving. I do not want that to disappear from existence. And within like 15 minutes of me posting it this morning, I went to go share it with somebody. And when I went, the video that they had posted was not there. And they had in its place down bottom, they were like, please see this video clip. And it was a video clip of the one that we were talking about earlier where Ted Cruz, dude, lose the beard, bro. Lose it. Get rid of the beard, man. You're doing nobody any favors. Yeah, like it's hard enough for people to take you seriously, but this is something that should be. And he was one of the only people that was questioning people about it after it came out. And some of the things, like you were saying, like, wait a minute, what did she say? Specifically what that CEO from Google said, one of the last points she was making, was that they have been called before Congress numerous times, and they can pressure us all they want to, but we're not going to change.
Wow.
Like, that's some audacity. That's some chutzpah.
That sentance is within context, which of course I want to believe that it is.
Man, I'd love to see the full unedited video. I'd love to see the full unabridged video of the conversation.
That's only fair, and I think that's the only way anybody's going to really believe it. But oh my gosh, dude, that is outrageous.
Well, and to have it, like I said, interwoven with the testimony from the whistleblower that provided them with documentation is, I think, what really is the ringer of all of it.
It's that's not good for Google, but hopefully good for the people.
Now, granted, like we covered this before, whenever it happened during the 2016 election, whenever all this stuff was going on and, you know, it was coming out that Google was changing some things, was changing search results, that kind of stuff. And it was questioned as to whether or not that was a bad thing. And the, most people's answers were, well, you know, it's a private company.
Where
do you stand on that, Billy?
It's a really interesting question. I think that these platforms are becoming the public square, which is where we go. And as such, I think we really have to be careful, you know, following the First Amendment. It's like the question is, are they public or not? And if we make that the public town square, First Amendment all the way. But they're taking things off that are, in my opinion, the wrong things to remove. And in fact, I don't like the whole deplatforming thing. And like, if you don't like a particular video,
just don't watch it. Block it.
Well,
whatever.
I mean, I think there's if it's bad or something like that, or needs to be reviewed or whatever. It's like, look, they should take you down for a little while,
sure,
put you in an arbitration process or something if they really freak out. But what's happening now is not only are the individual videos or content pieces being deleted, they're deplatforming people. They're deranking them. They're not showing.
Yes.
They're not showing up in the suggestions. Super well documented. But I mean, this is the way of the world now. You know, they get. But I think the thing that I subscribe to right now is that essentially they're trying to turn the internet into cable television.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they most definitely have that. I think is one of the main reasons why the internet was given to under the auspice of the FCC now, which pretty much the whole point of the FCC is the licensing and regulation of broadcast airwave licensing. Mm-hmm. Nothing more. That's all they are, is a licensing bureau. You go to them to register. They enforce the rules of licensing. They enforce whether or not you use these curse words, whether or not you paid these royalties, all that kind of stuff. And that makes it to where this bastion of free speech that it once was becomes something that is once again, like, you know, back in the day, as long as, hey, man, as long as you had an antenna, you know, you could be pumping out a pirate radio station. Good right. luck doing that now with a terrestrial wattage antenna. You will be found.
Yeah,
they true. Will come find you. They have started, like, you know, confiscating microphones and microphone bands and stuff like that for FEMA. So they will find that AM frequency that you are booming out across the desert or doing whatever with from the back of a pickup or a Volkswagen bus or whatever.
You can be found.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that, and I recently told a guest, because it's an odd show. It's an odd title, Billy. You've been on the show numerous times, so you know what we're about. But right. whenever you hear the title Dudes and Beer, it can be like, I don't know, you know, do I want to be on that? Once you start looking at the guests, the topics, it's a little bit different.
Right.
And granted, like I explained to this guest, fortunately, with the topics that we cover and the things that we talk about, despite titles, I think the title of our show above all has kind of allowed us to fly under the radar of many sensors and many algorithms.
It's a really interesting
stuff
point.
Like that. As opposed to if I was to have like something paranormal in the name
right.
or, you know.
So you're doing a little internet camouflage.
Yeah, yeah.
Search results. Subterfuge. Well, it's you not know. Like it's not needed.
Well, and the thing is, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Of course it is.
You can't escape it. It's Google.
Yeah, and it's all sorts of other people. I mean,
yes,
you basically have people that want to morality police the internet.
Yes,
some things are pretty good to morality police, like, you know, inciting a riot. That's probably a bad idea. Intentionally lying and things like that could be slander. Hey, guess what? Let's deal with the slander things, but don't just take people down and deplatform them.
No. And that's just it. You can't just deplatform people because they have a dissenting opinion. Because
I agree. I think the answer right now is, but they're doing it.
Oh, absolutely. As much as I hate to say it, people like Alex Jones, prime example. He has said some awful, awful, horrible things
sure
about
has.
The children that died at Sandy Hook. Does that mean he should be deplatformed?
In my opinion, no. I mean,
no.
I think it should have just taken down all of the individual material that was related yeah. to that, have it up for some type of review,
yeah.
and, you know, then put it back out or not.
Yeah, I think...
Because of the dissenting opinion thing there, when if there really is a cover-up, like, you know, has been admitted a million times, dude, you need to hear both sides, not just the official
yeah.
narrative. And that's what happens with... this type of censorship.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's scary is that it's right up against that. And what's even more scary is to hear somebody in charge of implementing the AI of what is basically the world's largest search engine for knowledge. This means,
yeah.
but what this means, folks, is
big.
That they are ultimately willing to throttle the knowledge that you have available to you. Let's take a quick pause real quick. 3 seconds silent pause and let that sink in. That's just scary.
It is.
It's just freaky. It's just freaky.
It's everything we knew it would be.
Yeah.
And well, probably more, because they flat out admitted it was for politics.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and that's just one lever that they can throw.
Well, that they fully said, like, this is our responsibility to the greater good.
Their greater good.
Without us, it can't happen.
Was.
Without us, it won't happen.
God,
like, they could break us up into smaller companies, but it's not going to stop something like this. Only Google can stop something like this.
It does sound like a mad scientist.
Yes, it does. That is some
no
Dr. Doom ass
us.
Shit.
It really is. That's
pardon
like
my
skull,
language, folks. I don't
island.
Curse often on this show, but that is some straight up out of a Marvel comic Dr.
Yeah.
Doom line right there.
You got that right.
You know, like this is some Thanos action.
Straight. Yeah.
I like, mean, that this thing, is I'm... the only solution, right? You know, that's
everything ever.
And that's the danger, I think, of an absolutist mentality. On either side.
True.
Of radical absolutism. Exactly. Whether you're going Democrat, Republican, jihadi, non-jihadi, whatever, you know, that's the issue with an extreme mentality and with a radical. I mean, that is a fully radicalized, and believe me, I've said numerous times, my job on this show is to weaponize people's minds.
Exactly.
That's
for
my
their
job.
Own good.
Yes. It's to turn your mind into a weapon, to turn it into a steel trap that keeps information and doesn't let anything out, that you get past, like what our last guest was talking about, Gray Scott, futurist, awesome guy. If you haven't heard of him, Billy, check him out.
Okay.
Same with you, audience. Amazing, awesome, talks all over the world about things like AI, deep learning robots, things like that. And what he pointed out last week was through studies that were done psychologically years ago, it pretty much shows the fact that people have like a 7-year-long memory. That's what they got. After 7 years, it's almost like a reset. They don't remember everything in detail from 7 years ago. So you want to know why we have the raging swing political system that we have. There's a huge answer for you. And why you can go through and look at things that Trump is saying now and see things that Obama said 8 years ago, go, whoa, what the what? How is this so similar? This is creepy. Because that's the system. That is what is fully set up.
It's called the master narrative.
And I think that if anything, Billy, this cements that fact, at least for me. The fact that this system is already rigged. Despite Google, anything else, that's what they're saying, is that all we can do is try to rig the system our way. Mm-hmm. I can't
disagree for a second, because I mean, it's only been proven since forever,
and we have some pretty differing political views on a few things, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
We're good friends,
right?
But you know, and we agree to disagree, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's no life-changing thing. That's the whole idea behind this show. But
yeah, it's a mixture of ideas that really hopefully will bring the right thing out for
exactly,
the people.
Exactly. And that's what I love, is that you see that, I see that, and we both see this as something inherently horrible.
Right.
And hopefully everybody else can wake up and see it as something inherently controlling and horrible that we need to stop. Like, if we need to do anything, we need to stop that kind of mentality. That's the kind of mentality that burns books.
Yeah, it is.
And, it, you know, it was interesting the other day when Congress was having their reparations meeting. Burgess Irwin.
I didn't get to see that one.
Went in and was speaking, and he was talking about how... you know, one of the concepts of Karl Marx was, if you can rewrite history, then, you know, you can basically do anything you want at that point. But that's where you need to start, is you need to rewrite your narrative. You need to rewrite history. And that's the dangerous precipice that we're on with stuff like this. Whenever you're talking about somebody that is a repository, claims to be a repository,
looks like one.
Looks
like
one.
Quacks like one.
Yeah.
But it's really manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's another psyop.
And just like that whistleblower said, you know, they are a completely angled political machine. Like, they are not an unbiased source. And I think that's one issue, Billy, is that people have started to consider Google a source.
Right.
Though they write no news.
They publish news.
They publish news, but well, they publish works by other people.
Well, they also have their own stuff, don't they? Their own. I haven't checked, so don't like them.
I don't know.
They seem to have almost everything else. Plane flights.
Yeah.
You know, ads everywhere.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and that's just it. I don't think that they have to publish anybody else's news or their own news, because they're basically publishing.
They're
aggregating everything. So they've already got that. But at the same time, they get to aggregate and choose what it is that you get to see after you've asked them for a query.
Exactly. They override your query.
Now, it's true. As a programmer, as someone who's done stuff like that, how does some of that work? Like, as someone who develops software with other people.
Just not as a programmer.
Yeah. Not as a programmer, but...
I'll do the best I can.
Go for it.
I mean, I think these words and phrases somehow get meta-tagged, and then it just starts looking for them, or possibly they can even type them in, basically just... You know, run those higher and run the others lower, and then rank everything based on their, you know, their newsworthiness. So they might put Fox or NBC up, even though there's far better material that's actually accurate. But those are the newspapers of record or the shows of record, which is going to be what lasts. So they just say whatever they want on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and like we actively were talking about in... last week's episode, once again with Gray Scott, the fact that there is now software that will let you make a deep video, a deep fake video.
Oh, I've seen some really good stuff like that.
Instagram's still letting remove the one of Zuckerberg. And I think they came out today and said that they weren't going to, because it was cool. Well,
I haven't seen that one, but I mean, they're amazing. I've seen some that like take a flat photo.
Yeah,
that can animate that too.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh, it's insane.
It's only going to get better.
Yeah, and that's just what's available to us.
Oh, of course.
That's not what's available to developers, to the companies being paid to develop this stuff for other uses, all that kind of situation. So, I don't know. I mean, the revelation over the last couple weeks with things like this coming out is just mind-numbing, to say the least.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, fully expected at some point.
Are you noticing that there's like a... people are like weaponizing AI programs, like Stuxnet?
Yeah.
Dude, that is some scary stuff. I think that is the next level of warfare.
Well, get into that a little bit, Billy. What do you mean?
All right, so... there were plans that were drawn up to actually they wanted to take out a power plant by using some type of virus, and I think they used Stuxnet.
Yeah.
It hasn't been proven. Okay, so I'm not
say that was Iran. We Stuxnetted Iran.
Oh no, we Stuxnetted years ago. Their cylinders.
Yeah.
Right. Or their
At their atomic plant.
Right. But that code, that virus is out. It's been leaked.
Oh, wow. The worm itself has been leaked?
It's called Stuxnet.
Ooh.
Stuxnet. Yeah, and so people can take that and modify it and do other stuff with it. And that's not good.
No, it's not necessarily the shareware that you want kicking around.
But so America or whatever has had a plan drawn out so that they were like, yeah, we could do that. And then all of a sudden... it just happened to blow up.
Yeah. Well,
and then what was that thing in Philadelphia? There was a plant explosion?
Yes, there was. They're still investigating the cause of it presently.
Dude, but... I have a horrible future fantasy, or horrible future, which is, what if that is the next terrorism?
What's that?
Blowing up people's power plants.
Infrastructure attack.
From code.
Oh, no, man. They've been talking about, like, I work security conventions and stuff.
How many CS degrees has China been cranking through?
They literally talk all the time about the danger of the U.S. power grid being hacked.
Yeah.
The fact that there was some software actually found in a couple of locations not too long ago.
Did you see the thing about the servers that Amazon was using? They had they sent them to a Chinese plant to manufacture them because it was cheaper than America, and they embedded hardware inside of it that was able to be activated. And it was in Amazon servers for like over a year, and then when they found it, they had to slowly swap everything out so that nobody got suspicious. And then that somebody was buying something else from China, and they had like married it, the little thing inside the silicon, like so they had to pry the shit apart to find it. Dude, everything is hacked. Sorry,
it goes deep. It goes deep.
It goes way deep.
Yeah. I mean, it is...
I mean, we are in a serious information AI warfare right now.
Yes.
I mean, I'm convinced of it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's...
I mean, obviously, I can't say anything about that plant that blew up, and I definitely can't say anything about that facility in Venezuela.
Yeah.
But these things look suspicious to me. They look suspicious. Now, that may make me nutso, but I'm happy to be wrong.
Well, and I mean, granted, a petroleum plant having an explosion...
Not a surprise, really.
Not beyond reason. I have a lot of family that works in those and chemical plants and stuff.
These things are all happening at the middle and all these weird escalations happening around the place.
And so they have some insane security, too.
Yeah.
Since 9/11, they have some absolutely insane security at those facilities.
They better be air-gapped, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's intense. But what I was about to look up was government put chips in computers. If you use the fully unbiased search engine called Google...
There it is at the top.
Yep, you will find Science Alert, China put secret spy chips in computers. But there was also one... hold on. Do government intercepts computers?
Is that like when Best Buy would copy your disk drive and send it to the FBI?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that about? You know what I'm saying? Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, and here it is from Vox Media, where the NSA supposedly intercepted laptops purchased online to install spyware. And it came out that they did it to computers that were going out to Best Buy, stuff like that, that they installed software. This is whenever it came out that officially that people were not crazy, that said that the government could turn on your computer from a distance without you ever knowing. Activate your microphone, activate your camera, everything else without you ever having it turned on. Now, like, not that I don't have webcams and everything, but I always find it funny whenever I get those emails like, oh, I have pictures of you looking at those things. Oh, my God. And I'm like, that's funny. If any of my webcams were plugged in, maybe you would.
Dude, I go all deep into this stuff, man, because if you're anything has a speaker on it, that speaker is also a microphone.
Yes, it is.
So that's the thing.
Just got to cross wire.
They can hear everything if they want to.
Like they could.
Like that Batman thing that Lucius put together for him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, the ecosystem.
What makes you think that's not possible?
It's absolutely possible. Using phones for echolocation is absolutely possible. You could use a ping and return system to do that all day long. And that's just it. Like, we're all carrying these devices on us.
Mm-hmm.
Google is listening at all times.
All times.
So the fact that they have come out now.
You remember when they used to say there's been a lot of chatter about such and such? You know, they'd say it on TV for those of you that don't remember those old days. And now it's literally chatter because people are typing stuff into Google. Right?
Yeah,
people are interested in this, or they're talking about this. Now they can actually see the statistics runtime.
Yeah, exactly. You can see this stuff happen real time. And I think that
there's a page on Google you can watch the searches. Isn't that right?
Yes. But aside from that,
sorry.
I think it's okay. Aside from that, I think part of the issue is the fact that we want that immediate news cycle. We want that immediate news fix. And I think that's a dangerous place. That's a dangerous place to be, number one, for investigative journalism. There's no way you can investigate things properly that fast. There's no way that you could have an actual story.
You get fast news.
An hour after something happened.
Yeah.
And all you can tell somebody is something happened. That's all we know right now. Something happened. That's it. You know, no aspersions cast. If you want to just get factual, something happened, and that's all we know. Yeah. We'll be back to you in about 10 hours when we have some actual information.
Man, I've been at some, I've been at some protests, and then see, so you're right in the middle of it, and all of a sudden later that day you read on Twitter, it's like, there was a giant satanic ritual at the state capitol.
Yeah.
And you're like going, no, it wasn't. It was three kids thinking it was funny to say, Hail Satan.
Yeah.
And you're like going, I was there, dude. I saw it, but it's off and running. That virus is out into the world.
That's it.
That narrative.
You let it out. Let it out. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do is throw the cat in the bag and then let it out somewhere and it'll go running.
Yeah, God, they make that stuff up. And it's just ridiculous.
Well, and what's funny is that people have been saying for the longest time, for years, that whenever folks like us spoke up about things like Google, that what we were saying was nuts.
Oh, I've been called nuts. We were the distraction.
Mm-hmm. I've been called nuts numerous times.
I got to tell you, man, it was got in the 90s, I guess, when it really became obvious to me that everything was being recorded. Everything.
What made it obvious to you?
Working in computers and getting on the internet. It was like immediate. You're like going, oh, dude, this thing's going to know everything. I watched Tron. I saw what happened, you know?
Yeah.
The MCP just kept gathering data until it became something. And now if you think about it like this, Google and the search engine, that algorithm, is the personification of the oligarchs and the master narrative.
Yes.
So it is... It is hiding in Skull Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
petting
most
its
definitely.
Cat, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely. It is an all-seeing eye.
It really is.
And it's very much, I guess, Sauronic in its power. And the fact that, like we were saying earlier, deplatforming people off YouTube. YouTube is the second biggest search engine in the world.
They're getting
next
rid
to
of
Google.
The opposite voices.
And it's just, I wouldn't even say it's strange to me, but it's...
I know. It's so obvious that it's going to continue happening. You get dulled to it.
Yeah. And that's just it.
How mad can I get about every single thing that happens?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just it.
I'd be protesting twice a day forever.
And you know, you use something inflammatory, you use something absolutely out there to make the example of and to use as the litmus test. And in the current climate, in the current political climate, everything else...
Dude, they are scrambling.
I think Alex Jones made the perfect litmus test.
Oh, he was the perfect... Perfect person to start with. Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody knew this was going to happen. It's just going to be dominoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, they're shutting down historical channels.
Yes.
Because they have, you know, some concentration camp stuff. And it's obviously bad to look at, but it's history.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. You've got to have that information up there.
Yeah, it's got to be.
You cannot sanitize the world like this, dude.
You just can't scrub history.
Or modify it to match your morality.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the danger. You know, like I said, the whole quote from Marx earlier.
Right.
You got to start with rewriting history,
dude. If I write a series of words all together, I expect that phrase to come up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just get random stuff over these things, and then I have to dig to page three or something to get it.
Well, and those of us who you maintain website for. Mm-hmm. For Radical
Empathy,
the Education Foundation.org. Yep. Go check out reefcares.org, everybody, for all the great work of Radical Empathy and Billy Joe Kane and everything that they're doing. They will be coming on soon to give us updates about that, as well as to talk with a great survivor of human trafficking who's come out with a great show and a fantastic movie that's coming out. So that's going to be a great joint conversation.
Amazing.
Coming up in July. But
humble.
doing that, you use Yoast on your website?
No.
On WordPress? Yeah, yeah. But do you use the plugin Yoast?
No, I don't think that I do.
Okay, because it's for SEO optimization. If you're not using it, you should use it.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Because it will give you, and that's exactly it. See, it gives you keywords. And you can go down at the bottom and show like the keyword search, and here's what I want my thing to pop up with.
Oh, of course. What I'm saying, and you know, is like,
and
if I,
you can see how Google sees that. It will give you a smiley face or a frowny face, and give you hints like have more links outbound. Try using less complicated words.
Yeah, those are some interesting suggestions. I look at them and I'm like, really? I'm supposed to use the exact same phrase in like headings and then in the sentence, and those things have to match with my mission statement or whatever. And you're like going, dude, come on, man, give me a break here.
That's how it works.
Artistic freedom, bro.
You gotta flood it with repetitive information. That is how you make the algorithm work for you, and that's the only way to make the algorithm work for you without paying them. This is deep inside website information, folks. Believe it or not, like you want to see some things change, this is what you start doing. And not too long ago, I had somebody who was on the show a few times, came on, I think it was their third time, and they're like, my God, what have you done since the last time I was on? It's been like 3 months, but now whenever I Google your show, you pop up everywhere.
Nice. Yoast.com.
That was part of it. That was part of it. The other part was because we had started with correspondence.
Okay.
We had started having correspondence. Now you're a correspondent for Dudes and Beer. That's on the show regularly. Mm-hmm. And part of being a correspondent is that we will absolutely put a page up talking about you and what you're about and everything that you do. And it will have links to Reef, and it'll have all of your episodes embedded and everything else.
What?
So it's cool. You can go and be like, yeah, check it out. I'm a correspondent on this show, and you can share the page. But sneakily, what is also there is all of these outbound links to your website that are now linked to my website.
Loving it. SEO friendly. Check.
So, yeah, it's white hat SEO, and it's beautiful. So, like, yeah, I had all these links going back to, like, the UT Center for Identity and everything else. And I was like, that's how I did it, was websites cross like links, that. Maybe. Website cross links. You know, building an actual network that was organic.
Right.
In that way. So it's, and that's just it. The more organic something is, the more Google likes it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
it's, today.
Yeah.
Before the big filter hits.
Yeah, which is why it's easier for a website like a blog about a topic to rise to the top of Google as opposed to a business website that doesn't have a blog. Because if you're posting regularly about something with the same keywords, same tags, everything else, especially with regularity, like every Tuesday, every Wednesday, Google loves that. Especially if you throw in pictures, backlinks, everything else. Oh, yeah, no, it will love you. It will be like, look at this dude. You want to talk about somebody that's going to give you content. This is the dude that, like, if you're talking you know, like, hey, here it is. Come and that's why you rise up. Other than that, you pay a crap ton of money on the regs to Google and other people to list you higher. That's how that works.
Promoted.
It's a promoted link. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of their preferred links that pops up in that little section before the organic part after the page break in your search.
Right. And all they got to do is look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So and click on it.
Yeah, and all this is right there in front of your face. There is absolutely nothing about it that is witchcraft, magicianry, wizardry, nothing at all. Whenever you do a search, you can obviously see the ones that have paid to be up top and the ones that are part of organic search.
Right. It's all big data, baby.
And that's why I think a lot of people were, especially last election, like, you know, whatever, that's how the algorithm works. I don't think that
they gave Trump so many billions of dollars of free advertising because he was just shaking things up and it made him more money. The horse race got closer and closer.
Yeah.
And then he accidentally won.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if he was doing anything in Russia, he was just planning for his brand to be bigger after he ran for president and then started some hotel or whatever the hell it is. But it's like the whole thing just doesn't make any sense. Dude, well, he planned to lose.
Yeah.
He planned to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was totally, and I said it, I still say that that we need Monty Brewster to run. You know, none Who? Of the above. From Brewster's Millions.
Just none of the above.
None of the above. That's who you vote for. None of the above.
That's Don't what they vote just for any did. Of them. They just did
Don't
that.
Don't vote for any of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that what was kind of his platform. Was voted? Like, look, I'm just here to Welcome be a distraction to everything.
God.
Like, look at all these jackhats trying to run for stuff. And then it ended up happening. And what happens is whenever you got 5 out of 8 articles talking about Trump, even if it mentions the other candidate,
yeah,
doesn't matter. It's about him.
That is.
And that's the thing. The more you talk about him, the more attention you give him, the more any algorithm's going to pick it up, whether it's your brain, what have you.
Right. Whether unless it's throttled, period. I mean, that's the thing. You know? You don't hear the major media apologizing for falling in love with the war in Iraq.
Yeah.
Or any other war, for that matter. They never change it. They never go back. They're like pro-war all the time. What the hell? What the hell is that? Is there any news station, major news station, that's anti-war? Name one.
It would be hard-pressed to find one.
Right. Even PBS doesn't have an opinion.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are like gung-ho.
Yeah.
Brian Williams and his, you know, look at the beauty of our weapons. And you're like going... What is going on here?
Yeah.
You're actually saying what you're thinking. You know, what is up? Get back on script, bro. Like,
my God, that explosion's so sexy.
I own so much Raytheon stock.
This is great. GE.
They bring great things to life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What kind of motto is that? How many weapons do you sell a year? Oh, my God. We bring great things to
granted,
life.
Granted, they only make the detonators.
Oh, never mind then.
They only make timing certain circuits and detonators.
Dude,
for
did
them.
You see people are However, starting? Oh, go ahead.
No, they make timing circuits and detonators.
Yeah, for no reason. For no, you know, I just make them and sell them. Sorry,
all for civilian use.
Exactly.
I assure you. Go ahead, Billy.
I was going to say, did you see that today? On Twitter, there's a big hullabaloo about the group that actually supplies beds to the concentration camps at the border. And there is a riot, basically a riot on Twitter starting.
Wow.
Yeah, they're mad at that company.
And oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they be? And why shouldn't they? Somebody's got to find some way to get into under that person or those people's skin and get them to wake up for what they're doing. Dude, please, these are human beings.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know,
they're human beings.
Well, and we've got to find a way to process the sheer numbers that are coming through.
I'll bet you that there's a way to do it.
We've been clocking between 30 to 45,000 a month in Texas.
I'm not saying that there's not all those people.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we've got a lot of really smart people that live in this country.
We do.
And we have a lot of... We have a lot of straight up racism going on.
Ooh.
Otherism, the whole nine yards, and it's like a fever, dude. They've all got it. You know?
Well, it doesn't go away.
Okay, they don't all have it. Okay, don't get me wrong, please. I'm not trying to besmirch everyone out there. But a significant number of people that are working there are seeing this because they work there.
Yeah.
This is not like you know, oh, I only sweep over here in this one corner and see nothing.
Yeah.
Dude, you're all in the middle of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't care what your NDA says. Get the word out. Take your camera in there. Get something released.
Yeah, you then are protected by the Whistleblower Act.
How is it possible that people can't get in there? You know what I'm saying? If you need, I mean, there's politicians, there's news people. It's like, what process does somebody to go through to get to work here? Okay, then let me go through that process. Be my background check, whatever the heck it is. Dude, people need to get in there and spy on it and like turn the whole thing inside out. This is ridiculous. This is completely unacceptable. And I don't know how anybody figured that it was. There's got to be a better way. There has to be. We have a lot of really smart people. But the goal has to be, we need to be humane to these people. They're costing, as if this matters, how much it costs, but they're giving corporations over $700 a day per person.
Yep.
Dude, we could put them up at the entire casino strip at Vegas and be saving money. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, this is insanity. There has to be an answer. And honestly, when things get bad, we are going to have mass migration in the United States. Not to mention people that are going to be coming from everywhere else. Well, what are we going to do? We have to leave the borders. I mean, the coastlines. There's no preparation for that.
No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever. And that's just it. Like, you think it's an influx now. You think it's an issue now.
Dude, they're kicking
most,
that can.
Like I said, most people don't realize the sheer vast numbers. Like, that number is just here in Texas. That's just the number for Texas, 30,000 to 45,000 a month.
Well, I mean, people are concerned.
That's crazy. That's 1,000 people a day.
I hear you. I mean, the thing is that people are concerned, and rightly so in a lot of situations, about this mass amount of migration.
Sure.
But
I'm not worried about that.
No, I'm not necessarily either. My point is that why are they migrating, right? Are they actually leaving countries because they're war-torn, because the United States put sanctions on them, or, you know, installed, you know, a different leader? It's like, look, what is the root cause of this?
Yep.
Let's just acknowledge it. It's war.
Yeah.
I mean, it's economic or I don't call it physical, but it's war where people are there, or war where stuff isn't there.
We're absolutely getting ready to have Raul Diego from Deep City Chronicles back on to talk about the whole issue going on in Venezuela right now and how we economically crushed that country.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then we use them as an example of countries that failed.
Precisely.
GE, we bring good things to life. It's the exact opposite every time.
And that's the thing, is that narrative is so easily driven. Mm-hmm. Like our last guest was saying in episode 222, when you're talking about a cultural memory that is so short.
Yeah.
Much like this whole, like, drone being shot in Iran. And I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I just smell some horrible, horrible things going on here that are very, very reminiscent of other shit. Where it's like, and once again, pardon my language, folks, but it's one of those, like, I challenge you to find anything. Even the assassination of Franz Ferdinand and our involvement in getting involved with World War One, anything from that point on, I would challenge you to find the fact that we got into it for any good reason, or that we didn't know about it preemptively.
Right.
There's
a great piece done recently by this. This guy was giving a speech at this. God, I can't think of the name of the organization, but he was backed by the government. And he was basically saying that, you know, you have to find a way to, God, I can't remember what it was, but basically to create the situation for war to start, and then go ahead and start it, and then get back at him. And then he just goes through this list all the way like back to the Bismarck.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Dude, they create the crisis, and then they blame the other people. Yeah. I mean,
it's called the false flag.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Project Gladio.
On Twitter, there's
an
account called World War II Tweets, and they start their tweeting like about a year before the thing, it seems like. And then so it's like, you know, your tweet that's on March 31st is like Panzer tanks are cruising down this.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you read through it, the thing that actually started World War II really was there was a rogue radio station in Poland. And Germany didn't like that very much. So what they did is they went up there and they slaughtered all the Poles, if that's the correct word.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Slaughtered them and then put them in German uniforms, and then said that the Poles killed all the Germans.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden that was a big deal, and you know, it really started people down the road of World War II. And it's just like,
burning of the Reichstag to begin with by Hitler and his party, and blaming it on the other party.
Yeah,
classic. In order to gain power. You know,
look at the aid trucks we were sending across to Venezuela. Oh, it turned out that what America said was the exact opposite of the truth.
Yeah, again. Precisely. Precisely. On the regs. happens regularly.
100.
So it came out all of a few years ago that we already know that they knew about the possible attack on Pearl Harbor and just kind of buried it.
Yep.
We already know that the USS Maine that got us into the Spanish-American War was a total false flag. It's, yep. it's happened over and over. Gulf of Tonkin, you know, talking about babies being crushed in incubators and stuff.
Right.
To get us into the first Gulf War. It's over and over. It's a wash, rinse, repeat process. Right. So to me, it was one of those like, hey, anybody remember that carrier full of civilians that was shot down by a U.S. tanker in 1988? You know.
I wonder if you can find that if you search for it on Google.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Search Iranian airliner shot down 1988, and you will find the articles talking about how
killed
somebody
every one of those people that was on board.
Yep, and guaranteed, you know, there. Oh, it was an accident, or it was a training issue. You know what? Right. What have you that caused it? But that was a whole bunch of innocent. A whole They didn't say, "Oh, let's go to war over it."
They didn't put sanctions on us.
Yeah, we're talking
take our gold away.
We're talking a actual weapon of war being flown on the skirt line of international airspace and nationalized airspace of Iran
because they really needed to be that close.
Mm-hmm.
Totally needed to be. It's just that game of brinksmanship to see who's going to flinch first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's what was that? There's an old story. It's like, you know, the policeman throws a gun down in front of you and says, pick it up, boy.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. And he's like, pick it up. And then basically as soon as you pick it up, you're dead.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what's going on here.
Yeah, like I'm Fletch. You know, or he's like, I'm going to take this knife and I'm going to poke myself in the arm.
Basically.
Then I'm going to shoot you and I'm going to put the knife in your dead hand. See? You know,
I know, but if I mean for us, if there wasn't like millions of people's lives in the balance, mm-hmm. I mean, this is exactly what's happening. Well, it's absolutely nuts, and it's in front of everyone's eyes.
Yes,
we can all see this, and they're not hiding anything. I'm not even imagining Mike Pompeo saying, you know, we took classes in lying at the CIA.
This,
I mean, you're like going, I can't believe you just said that too.
Well,
this
that's
wasn't
their
like when
job.
He was seven, but it's not like when he was 17 years old and he grew up.
Yeah.
This is like, no, like a week before.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you can totally trust us because, you know, we take classes in lying. What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I've said over and over. I challenge you to find any time that the CIA has been called to task before Congress and actively told the truth.
Oh, my God. And then nothing happens.
It's not their job.
They lie.
It's not their job.
They get away with it. Nothing happens.
I would hope that they're lying. Good God, that's what I'm paying them for.
That's an interesting viewpoint. No, what I'm saying is when they're actually supposed to be telling them something like that's super important, you know, like war and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When they tell the truth, it's good. And when they don't tell the truth, it's bad. And then when it comes out like a week later that there's audio tapes of you saying the exact opposite, it's like going, okay, dude, what do they do in case of perjury? What happens? Is there some sort of formal process?
No.
You know, and I just don't hear about that ever.
Yeah.
Except, you know, if you're poor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's
you get caught with a joint, you're in prison for 20 years. Yet these guys can perjure Congress about, you know, murdering civilians. And
well, not just that.
Starting wars.
You're talking about people like Google and their
to the Google. You're right.
I mean, it's a full loop. It's my job. It's what I'm supposed to do. We're supposed to come back
bringing
to the
it
original
around.
Point of conversation.
That's right.
bookend it. That's it. And it's no different. It's no different than her saying that we have been called to task before Congress before.
Ooh.
And they can pressure us, but we're not going to change.
That's the
biggest point of chutzpah.
That's galaxy
the whole
brain
night.
Stuff right there. That's galaxy brain.
That's the biggest part.
Wow.
And it's,
I mean, I I'm going to take that step back and say, I don't know if their stuff is verifiable, but what I heard was bad. That looks very bad.
It was not good.
That's not a good look.
I don't care.
I don't think it's going to age
context.
Well. Oh, I think it's going to age well. That is totally going to age well.
Yeah.
That's going to be
that's
the
evergreen.
Truth.
That's
evergreen.
Evergreen.
That's true.
That's evergreen.
Substitute
now.
Any giant corporation for Google.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's straight Orwell on paper. Like,
yeah.
Well, they're on the screen, rather. Orwell was on paper.
They've been pressing it. Delete, 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 delete.
Yeah. Yeah. And
no chance to appeal. Manual review.
Precisely. Precisely. And I mean, I've been in debate with a couple of people online and some podcast support groups talking about
That's funny.
Copyright podcast. For music.
Hi. Well, my name is Christopher. Yeah. I have a podcast.
I have a problem. Hi, my name is Chris. I podcast. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. So you said you were at your...
My God, I just saw that. I just saw the whole sketch
the
in front of me.
With the crappy
Don't
lighting.
Don't let me lose that
it's
when
gotta
you
be
get
really
outside
bad
to Amy.
Fluorescent lighting and yellow moldy.
Flickering, flickering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, total church basement wood paneling action, you know.
Everybody's like, clothes are disheveled.
Halfway melted coffee pot in the background. Mm-hmm. Just like broken carafe.
That's right. Stacks of pizza boxes.
Carafe, sorry.
Carafe, that's funny.
But, yeah, I mean, this is stuff that we're going off and riffing, folks, but it's absolutely horrifying.
It is.
You got to laugh.
Because think about this, right? You got to laugh. It's not just... And you never build an AI system that's a one-off. You build a system, which means you can turn lots of dials. So the fact that they're saying this about Trump, you know, or dancing around the fact that 2020 means Trump being elected. And I don't know. I don't remember them saying the word Trump. But the point is that they can do it to anything. They want to suppress something, change the algorithm to sort of look like it's working, but
yeah,
not
really be
working.
Yeah, she references the Trump situation.
Oh, good. Yes, she does.
The Trump situation.
Yeah, it's bad.
2016.
Look.
Do we want that repeated in 2020?
Let's tell every advertiser to boycott Google.
Because, like she said, they were lied to, and we were lied to, and the media was lied to, and it's up to them to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Never again.
That's their job. That's their charge. I'm pretty sure it's in their charter to make sure that they are disseminators of truth.
Well, you've seen that they're working with China. I know, right? They're working with China to make their filtered internet for them.
Yeah.
Another
absolutely.
Great idea.
Perfect test
along
bet.
With their voice recognition being going off to the military. These are bad things.
They are not.
They're good not
things.
Good. Just break that company up, man. If you want to have a military division, you have a military division.
Well, that's the thing, though, Billy, is if you break them up like that fool Elizabeth Warren wants to do, then there's not enough resources to stop it. And that's
to stop what? Breaking
to,
it up?
We have
broken
to stop,
things up
We
before.
Have to stop things like 2020 Trump happening.
Oh, my God.
That's what they said. That's what she
Biden
said.
Biden is number one in With the polls, even though he's not running yet. Yeah. Why is he in the poll, please? Thank you. Dude, seriously, I mean, they talk about rigging things. I know how to rig a poll. That's the easiest way to do it. You don't even have to rig the poll. You're just like, you know, add that person in the list. He's not even running yet.
Yeah.
Okay? He doesn't get to be in there. The number one is Bernie. It should have been Bernie all that time. Give me a break. That is yet one more way that the media is cheating and feeding us a master narrative.
Yep. You're
like, Joe Biden's coming in. That's the way it is. Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is he being shown with the result when he's not on the poll?
Yeah.
And if he's on the poll, what are you doing? How you should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And fully agreeable. Fully agreeable on that fact. And like I said, folks, Billy and I, great friends. He's on the show frequently. We are not necessarily like politically aligned in all ways.
Nope, not every way.
But
that's the point.
But
do you know
exactly
we used to have capitalism, socialism, and communism in the United States.
Yes.
And it turned out that worked pretty well until they decided that
capitalism
figured the easiest one to start with was communism. Was communism first or was socialism? I think it was communism first, and then they've been working on the socialism. They're
socialism,
still trying to stomp it out.
Socialism is like communism light. It's like the stevia.
Yeah, but they
of
scared
communism.
Us off those damn Reds in the 50s.
Oh yeah, no, we had the whole
that was insanity.
Yeah, the whole McCarthy movement, McCarthyism, blackballing in Hollywood,
and capitalism's winning. It's totally pushed that out.
Capitalism is not inherently a horrible thing.
I think it's a balance if you think about those three different ideologies,
yes.
Right? If it was communism, socialism, and capitalism, if there was some type of healthy balance that we could strike. Hey, guess what, dude?
Yeah.
You can be as motivated to be in the pushing the technology thing and all this kind of stuff over here, kicking some ass in capitalism. And then if you make a lot of money, dude, you got to share that stuff around.
Communism in its purest form is a beautiful thing.
Right. We're never going to get
any of
them.
You bring the inherent corruption of humanity into it, you're going to have a problem. Capitalism is a beautiful thing. You bring the inherent corruption of humanity into it, you're going to have a problem. That's the thing. We have an issue of abuse of power.
That's the thing is we're never going to have one all the way anyway.
Precisely.
So we might as well have a number of different things pulling you in different directions.
Well, and I'm of the fact that we at least need a viable third party let's just go.
Ranked choice voting, that's how you get it.
Let's just go to platonic solids here and or shapes. Two lines don't hold anything up. There's no support there. That's a lean-to, folks, at best.
Yeah,
you want to live in a lean-to?
Or a tent? Or the treasure marking X.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
We got to have ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
We have to. That's the only way a third party will get in, ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we gotta stop letting major parties host all of the...
The debates. Let's jump right into that. And let's talk about how the League of Women Voters used to do the debates. And I have a second favor to ask the universe. No audience, please. Thank you.
Yes.
No audience. Ideas only.
Yeah.
Because
no response.
This crap where they, A, go over time all the time. It shows you that they're an a-hole. And B, if they're not getting these applause breaks, their arguments are going to fall to the ground.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see. Who can actually speak in a quiet room and answer questions reasonably?
That's right. That's
I don't
right.
care about this. It's not Elton John here. You know what I'm saying?
That and let everybody debate. Let everybody on the ticket debate.
Debate anytime they want to, period, no matter what. Yeah. If Ted Cruz wants to debate one of us during the primary as he being a surrogate, awesome. Knock yourself out. Go do it in a Chewy's or something.
Precisely.
Dude, just do it. This whole we've got to control the narrative. That's all
I
want to
host a debate in a Chewy's now.
Right after your pod.
Welcome to the third annual.
Chewy's debate.
District Republican debate brought to you by Chewy's.
Exactly. Creamy jalapeno Chewy's.
Get your creamy jalapeno fix this voting season.
Okay.
Chewy's. We are not sponsored by Chewy's.
No, not at all. Wish I was. Did you see the list of Bernie's voting adjustments?
Yes.
Oh my God, dude! So many good ones.
Yeah.
But it's like these should be basics. He didn't even have handwritten ballots yet on the list, but everything else was really good.
Yeah.
An actual holiday for all this for this stuff. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff, and it's like, okay, now we need all of that and brand new machines. No more.
Yeah, no more electronic.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing that a 10-year-old can break into and hack
in 10 minutes. Oh, my God. And I got to tell you that I think that had a lot to do with why we had everything else shoved down our face for the last 2.5 years. Because nobody wants to talk about just how perilous our voting system is.
Yep.
Because give me a break. Look at anything ever said about our voting system and see if you can find anything that says we're the best. Because we're not.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
Here's the interesting thing as we go out, Billy, just to bookend it one last time. Nowhere in anything that came out in any report did they say that voting numbers were changed or tampered with.
Never.
The only thing that was tampered with was narrative.
That's right.
Narrative online, obviously they were running spook operations out of Russia to bring up controversial topics, to make people think opposite about controversial topics, to put out misinformation about controversial topics.
Just like everybody.
Just like exactly what Google just got finished saying is their beholden responsibility.
Yeah, they owe it to America.
They owe it to the world. It wasn't even America.
That's true. They were thinking big.
And
wow.
That's what needs to disturb you. That's what really needs to sink in is we just spent the last 4 years investigating whether or not a foreign country had influence in our election and was manipulating us.
I got to tell you, man, every time I see a new news article, the first thing I do is I go, okay, what is the exact opposite of this?
Mm-hmm.
What is the exact opposite? It's like a liar calling you a liar, and then you have to defend yourself, and you forget that person's probably lying to me.
Yeah.
I mean, at least people took a breath with Iran. You know? But the media was going crazy for it.
Yeah.
Again, nobody was against it.
Exactly. Billy, thank you so much for coming on the show this evening. Thank you so much for hopping in the passenger seat on short notice.
I love coming here. I love it.
We had a bit of a technical snafu with our scheduled guest, so I reached out to Billy. I was like, hey, man, please come by. Let's talk about this. So thank you very much for hopping on in on that. Let everybody know where they can go to check out the great work of the Radical Empathy Education Foundation, and where they can go to donate time or money.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate being here. Getting a chance to talk about radical empathy in any way, shape, or form is a good thing. So we are Radical Empathy Education Foundation, which shortens to REEF. Our website is reefcares.org. All of our hashtags and at signs are Reef Cares. So you can find us anywhere. And if you need anything, you can reach out to me directly through the website. I want to save kids, and I'm on a mission, and I'm going to do it. And I'd like you to come along.
I'm on that mission with you.
I appreciate it.
Anything we can do anytime, buddy. It's what it's all about.
There is a donate page with donate buttons, reefcares.org/D. How about that? Keep it nice and simple.
Go do it. Go do it. Go D, everybody.
Yep.
Go D.
And hit enter.
That's it. While you're online, go in D for reefcares.org. make sure to stop on by dudesandbeer.com. That is where you can get all the episodes. That is where you can find our news feed, which is on our Facebook page, where you can find all of these articles, everything that we talk about, where you can catch up with all the episodes. It's also where you can find the knowledge vault, everybody. dudesandbeer.com/knowledge is where you can find it. That's where you can find all the works of Nikola Tesla, declassified programs, downloadable PDFs. Go get them, archive them, share them, share the knowledge, share the world, everybody. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and if you can't be good at it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dudes and Beer Podcast. To listen to our audio streams or chat with us live, download the official Dudes and Beer app for Android and iDevices, available on Google Play and iTunes markets. For more episodes, content, and information, visit us online at dudesandbeer.com. You can also find our episodes on Breach.tv, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more about our sponsors and other podcasts on this network, visit hcuniversalnetwork.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and until next time, drink responsibly.